This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Georgia Governor Nathan Deal has just written a letter to President Obama questioning the administration's handling of unaccompanied Central American children who have been coming into the U.S. Some of them have ended up here in Metro Atlanta. Jeffrey Tapia is the executive director of the Latin American Association. She joins us in her office. Thanks for having us and welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
One of the governor's points is that he really has not gotten much information from the administration about the numbers of unaccompanied children who are coming here. Had you gotten any of the information that the governor was talking about that he said he didn't get?
No, the Latin American Association doesn't know the full numbers of children who have been reunited with either family members or sponsors in Georgia or in the Atlanta area. We become aware of these numbers because our immigration department receives these children and their sponsor families as they're coming to seek representation when their case is to be reviewed by the immigration judge.
Obviously, there's a humanitarian concern for these kids, but doesn't the state have an interest, as the governor says in his letter, in finding out, okay, how many of these children are here? The administration needs to communicate better with us. Was there anything about that part of the governor's letter that you had a problem with?
Well, I don't actually know how the administration communicates these kinds of issues locally to the governors. This humanitarian crisis at the border is not news to anybody. And in fact, in Georgia, our attorneys have been seeing children and representing these children for several years.
Would it be fair to say that you're saying that the governor should have known that this was happening already, at least to some extent?
Well, I'm sure the governor knows that there are children in this state that have come for these purposes. The great news is that these children have been released to sponsor families who are taking full charge of these children. They are taking care of these children in every way.
In his letter, the governor says, Mr. President, we don't know where these children are being sent, how long they will reside in our state, or who they are even residing with while they are in our state. Are you saying that he should at least know that they are being taken care of and where they are, that information would be going to him?
For me, the important information is that these children and their sponsor families have been vetted thoroughly by nonprofit, very responsible organizations, have vetted these families in these situations. They do home studies before they send these kids. So they know that they're sending them into a situation that is very stable and should not be a burden to the state or the community.
One of the governor's concerns, and some of the concerns of folks in the legislature as well, is the local communities to which they go. Dalton is one example where it's not too many kids, some 30 at least, according to some of the reports we've read from the school system there. But their concern has been, look, we have to enroll the kids in the school while they're waiting to go through the legal process. And in the meantime, a lot of the 30 or so that they're seeing in Dalton not only don't speak English, they don't speak Spanish either. So it's very difficult for the community resources to serve them. And isn't that a legitimate concern?
Well, the truth of the matter is that every child, regardless of their immigration status, has the right and responsibility to go to have a public education in this country. That's the law.
But Dalton is saying, look, a lot of these kids are speaking indigenous languages in the regions of South America from which they come. So this is a different problem for them.
Well, it's true that some of the children from Guatemala, for example, speak languages other than Spanish. The Guatemalan consulate is working day in and day out. They are actually in our building to help with these kinds of issues, and that may be a challenge for some of these communities. But in Gwinnett County, there are hundreds of different languages represented in the school systems, and they have done a wonderful job of finding strategies to work with those children. And there are language lines that they use, there are volunteers that they use, and they absolutely find a way to work with these children and their parents.
What would you say to the governor if you could talk to him?
I would say that the United States is a great nation, And I would say that we are the leading defender of human rights, including children's rights, and that we should welcome these children who are coming from situations that are unimaginable to the rest of us.
Jeffrey Tapia is Executive Director of the Latin American Association of Metro Atlanta. Ms. Tapia, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.